Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain trade was in the red to finish the day in all three major contracts. Corn was down 6.5 cents, down to 406.25. Beans down 6 to 7 cents here, with January at 1036.5. First notice day is tomorrow for the January beans and all January grain contracts. And then wheat lower, down 10 to 13 lower in Kansas City, with July down 13 cents at $6.43, 60 cents off of its high from just a short time ago. If you remember, it traded up to 703.75, and so now back down to $6.43 a bushel. Chicago wheat, a little bit weaker today, down 12 to 13 cents. It seemed like the majority of the trade was focused on the end of the month and end of the year type of trading. Also, with the markets closed on Thursday, that had a small impact. Several other things worth noting is the S&P on Monday made its 53rd all-time high for this year, or all-time, I guess. So 53 all-time highs in the big picture should suggest the economy is doing fine.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
So much of what we've talked about giving strength to the grains over the past few months has been revolving around Russia. A lot of the talk has been about the export duty or the tariff they're placing on wheat and grain exports. Now that that has come to a reality, starting February 1st through June 30th, the market has kind of shrugged it off. Some of the talk is that they will export it before February 1st. They'll try to squeeze all those exports into the month of January to avoid that tariff. And then others are saying that that tariff isn't enough at 30 euros per ton. It won't be enough to make a huge impact either direction. Another impact we're seeing here is the U.S. dollar index. It's at 9-year high, so it's over 90 cents. It's been as low as in the 70s at one point. So the fact that it keeps getting stronger means that our grain should actually get weaker as our export market declines with the higher priced dollar. And then, of course, another big factor is the energy prices have come down, making the lowest prices we've seen in several years, 5 years, in the crude oil down to in the 52 level. So all these things have a factor. Most of it is actually bearish for grain.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, December live cattle were down 62 cents today at 165.87. The February contract off 30 cents at 164.70. January feeders up 87 at 218.32. March feeders up 57 at 216.25. February lean hogs today down 62 cents at 81.17. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat down 11.5 at 636. May down 11 cents at 640. Chicago March wheat down 13.5 at 602. May down 13 cents at 606 even. In the row crops, Chicago March corn down 6.5 down 0.25 cent at 406.5. May was down 6.25 as well at 415 even. January soybeans down 4 at 10.37¾, and March finished down 4¾ cents at 10.44. In the cotton markets, March cotton was down 3 points at 61.98 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.